It is Bob Perreault. I'm with David Phillips, of course, senior climatologist with Environment Canada. How are you, sir? Thank you for being here.
Well, Bob, thank you very much for inviting me. I just came back from a holiday in Florida where we had 2 weeks of warm and sunny and dry weather. Maybe I was trying to get a feel for what this summer was going to be like here in southern Ontario.
Let's look ahead now to the summer, right?
Right.
For Ontario and just sort of tell us what you see. Will it be a wet summer? Will it be a hot summer? What do you know?
Well, Bob, you've asked some tough questions. We always do a better job describing what we've had than what we're going to get. That's just the very nature of meteorology. But my sense is that those people who felt that this was going to be a really, an unfair kind of a summer because we had such a balmy winter. Well, a balmy winter doesn't necessarily cancel a gorgeous summer. I mean, sometimes the good news can carry on. Now, I should be, and you and your profession, me and mine, we should never editorialize about the weather, as we like a certain kind of weekend weather. Some people don't want it like that. I mean, if you're waiting for that million-dollar rain, you don't want it to be sunny and dry and warm and humid and that kind of thing. So I always have to be careful not to show my biases as the kind of summer that we're going to see. I've looked at the models. These are models that are run out of Montreal in the largest, one of the largest computers in Canada. They look at billions of observations from the oceans, from the atmosphere, from other parts of the world, and they put it all together and they say, okay, this is the flavor and the personality of what we think the summer ahead's going to be. Now, it doesn't mean every day. You can't plan your outdoor wedding ceremony in August based on a summer forecast in May. I mean, that just is not right, and clearly would never be right. I don't think we'll ever see that in anybody's lifetime in terms of getting that kind of precision. But if you're willing to take a forecast that talks about sort of average conditions, what we're most likely to see, the personality, the character of the season going ahead, well, then I think seasonal forecasting can provide you with a little bit of an information that you might be able to use. I certainly wouldn't want to plan my holidays based on a summer forecast from June, July, August. If it was planning late August to decide that, you'd have to look at really the weather and not sort of the climate, in other words. But nevertheless, let's look and see what those models say. So the models did not cancel summer coming ahead, did not say, well, because we had a warm, mild winter, we're going to have a cool, wet summer. No. In fact, you might even argue the opposite. You might say there's a trend here that we're clearly seeing warmer seasons. And that is certainly, there's something to that. Our seasons are different now than they used to be. It used to be summers were hot and winters were cold. But we know that that's a different situation now because of climate change and because of different land use practices that we have, the fact that the world is just different now and more urbanization and things like that. But our models are suggesting that this summer ahead looks like it's going to be warmer than normal. Now, that could just be a degree warmer than normal, but when you average that over 30 days or 90 days, that can be quite significant. So when we say that the season was warmer than normal, boy, there are not going to be many that argue against that, because even 1 degree, which would be the decision as to whether it's going to be warmer than normal, normal, or below normal. In fact, Bob, that's the three options we have. I know it seems so imprecise, but here are the choices. Well, the models say it's going to be warmer than normal, normal, otherwise seasonable, or cooler than normal. Well, they're all saying now it's going to be warmer than normal. In fact, that's the Canadian forecast right across the country from coast to coast to coast is what we're seeing. There's no area that I see looking at the forecast in front of me that talks about the fact that this would be cooler than normal summer. So we think that it will be milder than normal, warmer than normal, which would mean more warm days than cool days, but doesn't leave out the fact that there will be some cool days. I mean, you're not going to have, it's not like tomorrow's forecast. This is sort of what we call an outlook for the next 30 or 90 days. So it's the character, the personality of the season ahead, not a specific time, whether you want to go golfing on or go to the cottage or plan an outdoor family reunion. You can't do that based on these models from that look at monthly or seasonal outlooks. But generally, the trend looks like it's going to be milder than normal. Now, I also feel more confident in that because we know that our summers are warmer now than they used to be. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, they were more of a crapshoot, you know, this way, that way. But because of that trend, that backdrop could be climate change, who knows? But it is clearly telling us that our seasons now, all of our seasons in Canada, the second coldest country in the world, the snowiest country in the world, well, we're warmer now. I mean, we're warmer seasons now than our parents or grandparents lived through. And that's just the reality, and the numbers confirm that. Whether that's going to continue, who knows? But certainly right now, in the last, say, 20 years, that's clearly been the trend. So we see warmer than normal. Now, precipitation is always a tough call. And in fact, we don't even we issue the forecast for precipitation. But Bob, it's only because we're asked to. We have no confidence. There's no skill in that. Because temperature, say, over a 90-day period, you're not going to, if you're getting a certain trend towards that warmer than normal, a 1 week of cold temperature is not going to undo that trend. But precipitation, it can, because a lot of days you don't get precipitation. So you could have, I've seen some summer forecasts that were right on. 90 days is going to be drier than normal. And then the last week of that 90 days, it rained on 3 days, heavy rains, and you were blown out of the water. It turned out to be a wetter than normal summer. So that's why precipitation, because it's so convective, it doesn't come with, it could be in your backyard, but not your front yard. So very difficult to get that right. But what we're calling for it is to be, you know, kind of normal amounts of precipitation. Now, if it's warmer than normal, you need more precipitation, not less, or else you're going to get into a deficit situation with more evaporation and that kind of thing. Now, the other thing, so my forecast, Environment Canada's forecast, is warmer with normal amounts of precipitation. That would be Goldilocks for Canadians to say that summer is going to be warmer with a normal amount of precipitation. I'll take those dry periods, the fact that we will, you know, if it could rain at 2 o'clock in the morning, well, then it won't bother anybody. Golfers will be happy and they'll get the rain, and farmers don't care when it rains as long as it rains. So my sense is this summer forecast is looking favorable for the majority of people. Oh, there'll be some people that say it's too hot, it's too wet, and you know, I mean, you can't please everybody. But overall, I think that most Canadians, because of who we are and like we like to spend time outdoors, and Ontarians are very much like that, we want to go out and enjoy the weather conditions. And so my sense is the weather is seems to be pointing to the fact that we'll have a decent kind of a summer. Again, it hasn't started off so much as warm as last year, but it certainly could end that. In fact, last year, just to remind you of last year, we had in Ontario the warmest summer on record, but not necessarily in southern Ontario. In some of your listening areas, it was really shocking in a way. We had temperatures, very warm conditions at the beginning of spring, sorry, summer, and at the end of summer. But in the dog days of summer, between the middle of July and the end and Labor Day, we rarely had a day at 30 degrees in southern Ontario. It was burning up everywhere else. We had those early in the game, and late in the game, we had them in October. But in that period where you expect the warmest conditions, for some reason, we had just it was comfortable, and we didn't spend a lot on our home air conditioning bills. But it didn't seem to be great for necessarily being at the cottage all the time. I found it comfortable. And for people with breathing problems, health issues, apart from some smoky days from forest fires, it seemed to be okay.
David Phillips, I want to thank you so much for this. The information from you is always top notch, and we look forward to these chats with you very much. And I look forward to talking to you about the winter, maybe before.
Okay, Bob, I'll put it down in my calendar. I look forward to chatting with you and sharing this information that Canadians love to see across your great network. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I love your suggestion, checking the forecast every day. I'd suggest tune into your local My Broadcasting Corporation station. And
Absolutely. Don't leave home without getting the weather word from you people.
there we go. David Phillips, thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Bob.